Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of The Menu. It is I, your host, Brother B, with my co-host with the most, Big Red.
Say hello, yeah, Big ladies Red. And gentlemen.
Round of applause, Big Red. Big Red
in the house. Much obliged.
I feel secure now. Feel safe. I'm in a safe space. What's going on, Big Red? Stills. The deal.
Just chilling. Enjoying my day off. Because I have, you know, Sundays and Mondays. So just enjoying it. Just finished eating dinner. You know that things are pretty cool now. Things are pretty cool. Put me right where I need to be.
True. That's what's up. I'm indulging in a Bex right now.
On a what?
In a Bex beer.
Oh.
Indulging. Yeah. Bex. Gotta do that. Yeah, drinking beer is healthy.
I don't like beer. I don't know. I'm trying to like beer, but I can't. I don't know something about it. I don't like.
Listen, it's not for everybody. But
it's not for everybody.
Yeah, you know, studies say that, you know, consuming an alcoholic beverage, you know, moderately, you know, is good for your health. So I'm trying to stay healthy.
I'm trying to stay healthy.
Yeah. So, I hope everybody is all good. Everything is well with everyone. If it's not, peace be unto you. And hope everything works out. Once again, this is Big Red and Brother B. Rocking another episode of The Menu. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And to all my Boricuas, happy Puerto Rican Day Parade, you know, up here
that's
in New
today?
York. Yeah, it was today.
Oh, my God.
You know? And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. And the guest calling is, you know, 347, 324, 3395.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, let's get in. Now, I'm trying to do something new and open up this chat room, but I don't know why it doesn't seem like it's working out like that. So I'll see when it finishes loading, because, you know, I noticed that we have some listeners abroad, and to all our listeners domestically and abroad, we want to say thank you for all your support, and hope
thank you.
If this chat room opens up, you know, we can, you know, take some messages or some questions from our people abroad and maybe domestic as well.
That's cool.
We would like to get to know you, put you on the spot, put you on the menu. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good. I'll get up there, so that would be good.
So, all right. I want to just jump in. We got to just jump into this topic because this is going to be like a key segment, you know, like there's two topics that we have with this show, but one is obviously going to dominate the other because, you know, I had posted an interview on Facebook. You know, mind you, we are on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and look for the menu, Mind Your Mental. That's MINDUR Mental, METAL. And we're on Facebook. Yeah, I posted a video on Facebook. And it was about Ice Cube, the hip-hop, you know, rapper slash actor Ice Cube, questioning or coming at Bill Maher about his usage of the N-word on his show. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, I've been getting a lot of comments about that, and of course, I kind of want to definitely get into that. So we're going to spend, you know, maybe 30 minutes on this, you know, side piece thing, and then we're going to go into other topics, because that's a little more heavy, and, you know, I want to see where people are with that, you know. So now, this show, Side Piece, The Side Pieces of Charlotte, that's supposed to be coming out. Now, listen, I haven't watched the show because obviously it's not out. Some people say don't judge a book by its cover. In this situation, yeah, I am. The title alone and the interview that I saw kind of reeks of trash. And my thing is, how do you, I mean, TV is obviously, I don't like reality show anymore, but TV is obviously so desperate and looking for ideas that they have to make a show for women who consider themselves side pieces. And that, to me, that's kind of derogatory. Because why would you kind of broadcast yourself as some type of side piece? And basically, that's what you're saying to the world, that that's all you are. You can say what you want to say within the show and try to make it seem like that you're a person of more substance. But when you're running under the title of a show that says Side Pieces of Charlotte, what do you think people are going to think? You're just a side piece. And trying to capitalize off that side piece thing, I seriously have a problem with that because, all right, certain things should just not be brought to light and be spoken on. I think that's where we get into a lot of trouble in society, when we start exposing, when we stop using discretion and we start exposing things that are not, that should not be put out there. But the side piece thing is nothing new. Whether it's husband, whether it's wife, whether it's boyfriend or girlfriend, this has been going on for years. But you know what? When we were younger, people were just a whole lot more discreet about that.
Right.
Like if there was a husband who had a girlfriend, listen, she lived across town, and she played her position. She wasn't
trying to call the house.
Yeah, that too. She wasn't trying to call the house. She wasn't trying to disrupt the home. She wasn't trying to do none of that.
Right.
But now you have these kind of trashy side pieces out there who feel that it's okay to disrupt things because that's what they feel a side piece is supposed to do.
Well, listen, I'm going to say this. I didn't mean to cut across, but...
No, but
I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to say this. It's just, you know, just like you said, it's that type of thing. I guess they feel, and I'm going to just... I guess because I'm on the woman's side, I'm going to try to kind of clear it a little bit. But I'm not saying that it's right. Maybe they feel, or kind of just playing devil's advocate, they feel that, okay, I'm tired of being on the back burner, which I get that, but you knew the situation when you got into it. Now, in the defense of some things, sometimes the women don't know what they're getting into because sometimes men are not going to tell you everything. And that's the thing. You have to look for clues. It's sad that we have to do that, but you have to look for clues. Now, if a dude come out and let you know that, listen, I got a wife, girlfriend, baby, mama, blah, 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 whatever, and you agreed to the terms and conditions, and you messed with them anyway. Okay, that's on you. But then you can't come out, you know, come on out and start wilding out if he's telling you, oh, I'm going to be with my wife today. I'm going to be with my mother's, you know, the kid's mama or whatever. You can't wild out because you already know what it is. But that's why I'm saying it's very hard because some men won't say anything. They thinking this dude is, you know, free and easy, but once again, you have to look for the proof. And then, you know, when certain things start happening, they're like, well, you know, why I can't come to your house? Or why I can't call you? You're going to tell me I can't call you between 8 and 12, or I can't call. Why? If you free or you single, why is that? So then I think that's where it comes from because, like I said, these dudes are not being honest. And my thing is, be honest with the woman. If you want something for just the, you know, if you are attracted to this woman or maybe you have feelings, you know, maybe it might be somebody. I'm not just talking about no little, and I think side piece, I think that word was really meant for sex. That wasn't no long, like it's not a long-term thing or relationship stuff. I think that's what's for sex. But the thing is, it gets complicated because either the female wants to do relationship things with this man or the man wants to do relationship things with the woman. But then you just, but you're not his wife or she's not, she's not your wife or that's not your husband, but you want to do relationship things and it's like the two don't go together. So I think that's where all this confusion is coming in at. And then, you know, with them bringing this show out, first of all, what network is this show going to be on? Who's bringing the show out? You know?
I'm about to, let me check. Because when I first heard about it, I was just kind of like, really?
Right. And I want to know what network is bringing out this show because it's like, just like you said, you're capitalizing on this, and then guess what? Look at all the women; they're all black. So of course, now you know
There's one black. There's one white one.
Oh,
there's
it is one. Okay, all right.
But
the majority of them is black. So I'm saying once again, we have enough negative stuff on our heads already. So now here go one more thing to put out negatively to make us look negative, make us look like the angry black woman. Now we're gonna all these things that we already had on our head, now everybody's going to really see it now, see more of it. Because don't we have enough side pieces on Love and Hip Hop and all them other things? So why, like, what's the problem? I don't understand how that's a big, like, how is that something to look at? Or that's entertainment. That's not entertainment to me. Because it's not entertainment if you watching that every night and you got your own drama going on in your own life. How is that entertainment? You got the same damn drama going on in your life that you watching on the TV.
True. Now, okay, the show creators, what is this? It's looking like, oh my gosh, I hate pop-ups. Why? Okay, I'm gathering. This is, something. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep talking. Because I'm still looking.
Because I was trying to think. I'm trying to think, too, because I remember looking at it, but I don't remember what network it was. But, you know, whoever this network is or whatever network is bringing this out, they need to stop because it's just like we got enough of that with VH1 and all the rest of them doing this stupidness.
But some of these shit don't even look. It's not like they really look good, but like wow.
But it, you know, but it doesn't even matter. Cause that's not, once again, that is not the goal. Is for them to look good. The goal is to get what I want, which is the nappy dugout, and that's it. That's all I want is that, you know, pleasure. But see now, when they putting this on TV now it's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to go on, and then you're going to see this man doing certain things that he shouldn't be doing on, you know, with this woman, but then he got to go back home to his wife. It's just like, it's stupid. And just as you said, back in the day, men or women didn't do stuff like this.
Okay.
They didn't do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, it looks like NBC. I mean, that's what I'm getting. And by the way, the chat room is open. If anybody wants to come in and chat, like, I really don't know. I know Blog Talk Radio, the menu. I don't know how anybody would call to get into the chat room, but it's up and running. But yeah, it looks like it's something under NBC. And
it's on who?
That's
Did you say NBC?
Yeah.
I hope it's not NBC doing that nonsense. No, then again, I would think they would do something like that. That's not. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either.
No, I wouldn't be surprised because NBC stands for No Black Comedy, so of course they're gonna put something black and negative.
Wow, I never heard it. I never. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, like.
Oh, wow. I never heard of that. That's crazy.
Huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of course they would put something negative to, you know, show a negative light to black people because, I mean, they never really, the only show that I know of that they had on NBC that was a black show was, what's that show? The Carmichael Show. I never really, except for back in the day, like with the Cosby Show and Fresh Prince. But look how many years ago that was. You ain't seen a black show on that since.
Yeah, exactly.
Since that time, not really. Oh boy, I don't know. It's crazy.
All right. Well, what is looking like is they don't even have a network that has picked them up yet.
Well, I hope
so
not.
It seems like it's more hype. For the show, then no network has claimed that they're airing the show. So
okay.
So yeah, no network. You know, I was like, okay. So that's what it is.
Right,
no network has really claimed it. Well, it was saying what I was reading earlier. It was saying something about the creators were talking to NBC, but it doesn't. They haven't been picked up officially.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully they won't pick them up because, I feel that some network is going to pick them up. Maybe not this year or, you know, but they're going to do it eventually. But I think, once again, it's going back to what I always say. Social media is always putting something out there to put people into a panic or controversy or whatever. Like, they put that out there on purpose so they want people to say, oh, the choppies, oh, this, so they can start, you know, losing their mind. And you don't even know if the, you know, you don't even know if the show exists or not.
Oh.
So it's like people going into a panic for nothing.
True.
I don't get it. It's just.
Well, I mean, you know what? Because it's something new and people want to jump on. It's like there are people out there that want to jump on the latest piece of trash.
Exactly.
It's not about good television. It's not about good television anymore. It's about something.
Nope.
You know, I guess some people want to look at someone else's life to see if it's worse than theirs.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
I guess.
Right, but they don't realize that this stuff is scripted. It's planned. Okay, they got this stuff scripted and planned. You think
okay,
they just doing this off of some?
Yeah, well, real quick, I just received some intel.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who was researching that Bravo was trying to sue them because of the name of it makes it seem like it's related to the Real Housewives type show.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I get it. Thank you for the intel, Sam. I get it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get it, though. I get it why they would sue them for that, because they don't want to be associated with that, and it's not their idea. But,
right,
you know, that whole
exactly.
The side piece thing makes it seem like, all right, you have the real wives of this, the basketball wives of this, and the real husbands of this. Okay, we get it, but notice, there's the husbands, there's the wives. Now, all of a sudden, you want to talk about side piece?
That's just being ignorant. It's just like you putting that out there for what reason? We already know. We see enough of it on social media. We see enough of it on those actual shows that you even just mentioned, because basketball-wise and, like I said, basketball-wise and on other little shows, listen, I know, you know those things happen with this one husband and that one husband or whatever. It's like, stop it. It's like, it's enough is enough. And like I said, as a woman of color and women of color, it's like we already getting bashed for so many things as it is. Now you want to put something out there to make it worse.
Exactly.
And you're gonna put in the mix one white girl to say, oh, well, it's not all you black women. It's one, we got one white. No, that doesn't make any sense at all. Like, what sense does that make to put that one woman in there? That's not gonna make things better.
This is true.
But it just doesn't make any sense. I think that should just be just like not, you know, anything done like that. And once again, you know, they want to be noticed, and you want the man to pay you attention. But miss, you know what you got into when you got into it, or when you found out dude was married. Listen, stop messing with him.
Well, all right, this is the deal. Let's put it out there. First of all, if you're a side piece, if you know you're a side piece, then you already know that he or she already has someone. That's number one. Number two,
right.
I don't know what's with this newfangled stuff, but the whole thing is this. You, as the side piece, or there's a different definition to side piece now than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, if you're a side piece, or you're labeling yourself a side piece, then you're just basically a piece of ass. Male
mm-hmm.
or female, that's all you are. You're a piece of ass. You don't get anything on holidays. You don't get phone calls like that. You don't get relationship advice. You don't get no type of advice. You don't get anything. You just get a phone call. Yo, it's popping. And
I'm coming
that.
Over. Exactly.
That's that. Oh, meet me here.
Exactly.
That's that. This is the extent of your duty. You do nothing else. You don't get anything else. You don't even get a taco from Taco Bell. Like, you don't get nothing.
Taco Bell.
You bring your own bag to the party. That's one.
Right.
Now, years ago, the whole side piece thing, let's just call it what it is, someone on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Or stepping out of your, you know, your situation.
Right.
There was a great amount of discretion, great amount of communication, like, hey, listen, this is what it is. This is what we can be, but you have to realize home comes first.
Right.
You don't come near the castle don't come near you. Now, you had men out there, and I'm sure women out there, too. Of course, home came first, but, you know, when it came down to their little extra, you know, situations,
mm-hmm.
they made sure things were okay there, too. I mean, there were men out there that had two homes, but there was only mainly one. And that
right.
and that woman or that man or whoever, they stayed in their lane.
Exactly. And that's the problem. See, that's the problem now. They don't take care of home. I'm talking about on both sides. Nobody's taking care of home anymore. So this is why
yeah.
you have the wife or the husband that gets suspicious, want to know where you're going, how, when, looking through phone, this, that, and the other. This is when you get all of that, because you're not taking care of home. And just as
exactly.
you said, you took care of home, and you made sure that the other party was good, too.
Hey, listen, what's that
but,
song? Well, that's what I think it was about Bondi. I don't care about the other girls.
Just be good to me.
But, yo, I mean, and whether it's male or female, that was the whole attitude. I don't care about
right.
anything else. Just be good to me. And the thing is, people were satisfied with that.
Right.
And that was that. Listen, the wife at home, wife or husband at home, did not get treated any less. Bills were taken care of. Trips were going, all that stuff, everything was normal. But then when it came
right.
to, you know, stepping outside, that individual knew to understand, you know, knew how the game went, but they accepted what they got in return.
Right.
So sometimes
right.
it wasn't about money. It was just about companionship. Sometimes it wasn't about sex. It was just about somebody just being there.
Right,
the whole
absolutely.
Thing is,
yep.
People have turned it into something else, and it's like, yo.
A fiasco.
Why? Yeah, that's exactly
because
what it is.
Because, you know, I think, I think social media has messed that up. Because, the people looking through phones and Facebook and Instagram and oh, now you want to get friends with the wife and the husband and this one and that one and you know it's too many people. Everybody knows everybody. So say this man has a wife and he got his woman on the side. Guess what? The wife is on Facebook. The woman's on Facebook. Then guess what? The wife might know the side piece. Okay, somebody on or her side might know. Or, the husband, you know, somebody, family member might know the side piece or somebody know the wife. And it's too much.
It is.
And that's what messed up everything.
Yeah, and you can't control everybody.
Exactly.
See, years ago, it seemed, you know, like I said, people knew their lane. And they didn't want to mess that up. Male or female.
Right.
They did not want
right.
to mess that up. So with that being said, people stayed in pocket.
Right.
There were no calls made to the house.
Nope.
There was no popping up somewhere. But then again, back then, you didn't have pages. You didn't have cell phones. You didn't have social media. So like you said, Red, yeah, social media has basically totally obliterated discretion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure did.
And
destroyed it.
Exactly. It is totally like this. You can't be discreet anymore because people are doing dumbass stuff and putting it right on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why? Like, why? Why are you putting it up there? Like, why do I need to see you smacking your ass or jumping off a roof or putting firecrackers on yourself and blowing yourself? Why do I need to see that? Like, listen, if you want 15 minutes of fame, go somewhere, go to Backpage, and one of those things for actors and stuff like that. Yeah, go and advertise yourself or try and get a movie role somewhere. Do something. Be an extra. But, yo,
right.
I don't want to see
extra.
All that. I want to be an extra somewhere. I don't want to see all that. The Walking Dead looking for extras all the time.
I'm still trying to get on.
Yeah, yo, listen. Go and apply. That's all. If you're looking for your face, instead of doing stupidness on social media, and social media has got so many people hooked and locked into the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
So many. And I just find it amazing. I just really find it amazing. But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Nope, still can't. Can't make them drink.
So,
people need to learn, you know, stop the nonsense.
Okay, so I'm done with that. Time to get it in. Once again, it's the menu. Big Red, Brother B, you're here. We're here. What up, y'all? Blog Talk Radio, 347-324-3395 is the guest calling number. All right, Red. Time to put on the tickets.
All right.
Now.
All right.
This video from an interview was one of Bill Maher's shows. Now, for those who may or may not be familiar with Bill Maher, he has Bill Maher is a comedian / talk show host. And, I don't really watch his show too much because I really don't watch TV in general like that. But
yeah, I don't watch him either too much.
I forgot what network he's on.
And it's HBO.
Okay, so it's HBO. Now, he had made a comment toward himself during one of his shows and called himself a house nigga. Now, basically after that happened, it seemed like a lot of people just wanted to jump on him for using the N-word. And I saw a video that was posted, and he posted it, actually. Bill Maher posted it, and basically said, you know, this was a learning lesson, you know, like for both of them. It was a clip from his show where Ice Cube came on and kind of checked him about using the N-word. Now, Bill Maher apologized, but then Ice Cube felt the need, you know, he accepted the apology, but then he went on to tell him that this is not his word, you know, this is our word, and this is not, all right, let's, I'm going to come out flat out and say what I need to say. I have no problem with Ice Cube. When he was with NWA, I enjoyed their music. I like their music. I respect him as an actor, you know, and a businessman.
Right.
But, you know, I received a lot of comments on Facebook when I was asking people about the thoughts on it. And one thing that I will never agree with is that word, the N-word, I don't care what anyone says. It is not our word. Mm-hmm. Him going up there and telling Bill Maher it's our word to use, no, it's not our word. We didn't come up with the word. It's a degrading word. It's a word that the elders, you know, going through the civil rights and all this and that, our forefathers, like in terms of blackness, our forefathers and mothers, they died for that word, because of that word. We don't have the right, nor should we ever claim that word as ours, because it is not ours. I don't care who uses it or who says it, because I don't know why black people seem to think that it's okay that, oh, well, we just take something negative and turn it into positive. Shut up. What type of psychological BS that you have been brainwashed with, but that is not how it's supposed to be. You think they take the word cracker and use it as a term of endearment? No. White people don't do that. You think other ethnicities out there take the words that other people say that are degrading to them and they use it as some type of term of endearment? No. It's insulting. So don't come across with the whole thing of, oh, it's our word. We didn't come up with it, so don't try to carry it. It's not our word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our word at all. So don't sit there, you know, trying to say, like, you can't justify that. You can't justify the usage. And I'm going to sit there and say it. He was with a group, NWA. Are you seriously going to sit there and tell this Caucasian man about him using the word when you're with a group? You used to be with a group called NWA, Niggas with Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You labeled yourself a nigga. That's on you. Because I know I'm not a nigga. But you go around labeling yourself a nigga. So what do you expect people to think of you, or how do you expect people to see you when you label yourself this?
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect?
Well, you're absolutely right. And I'm up in the air with it. Like, I would say that he has, to me, and I'm going to say like this, you're right, it's not our word, but
he, you know, he has a right to think that way. That's, I mean, you know, everybody has their right to their opinion or what they think or how they think or whatever. But
absolutely,
I don't think he meant it. I don't think, to me, and I'm going to say, like, I listened to what he said, and I listened to the whole thing when I watched the video as well. And I, how can I put it? I don't think he meant it as, oh, it's our word because we like calling each other that. I don't think he meant it like that. It may be a poor choice of how he said it or the way that he's putting it, but I kind of understand what he's talking about, because it's, once again, it's just like, we can say that and you can't. It can be threatened. When they say it, see, when he said it, when I listened to it, and when he said what he said, when he said, when you guys say it, it's like a knife in our back, or a knife, it's threatening. When you say it, it's threatening. See, when we say it, it's not, it can, when we say it can be a threat, we can say it as it being threatening, or we can say it as, unfortunately, a term of endearment. You understand
okay.
what I'm saying? I kind of understood when he said that. That's why I said, I understand. That's what I don't think, I really, really, really don't think that he meant like, oh, this is our word and you can't take it from us. It's not about, I don't think it was about that. I think he said it that way to say that, listen, you guys just can't say that word, because when you guys said it, and through all these hundreds and hundreds of years, when you've been saying this word, not him, not Bill Maher personally, but when they say it, it's a threatening thing. And I think more of right now, because of all that has been going on for the last year and a half, 2 years, and then with Bozo in office, I think that's what the problem is, because everybody is ultra, ultra, ultra sensitive now with everything. You can't say nothing now without somebody jumping on you. And
okay.
At the same time, once again, because of the situations that we have going on now, it's like now, it's like now, us as people of color, we've always got offended with that word here or there, but now it's like, once again, it's just like now the people that we thought, and I'm going to say it, white people that we thought that were our friends or neighbors or people that we work with, now because of the election and all of that happening before and afterwards, now that same person that I'm working with or my next door neighbor or somebody that I've known for maybe a couple of years that lives in my neighborhood and they are Caucasian, it's just like, all right, do I know whether you really like me or not? You know, now it's, oh, that person might have, you know, turned coat, and guess what? You know, now they're looking at me funny because of what this man has spewed out in terms of all that venom that he spewed out to get his vote on. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't think he meant it that way.
Okay, I got something for that. But, yo, 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, everybody? You know who this is.
Oh.
One and only.
Yeah, what's up?
Enjoy, what's up, y'all? Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man,
what's
just
up?
Chilling, man. Just, you know, coping with the heat.
Yeah, man, I wasn't ready, but okay.
But, you know, but hey, you know, Big Red, Brother B, how y'all doing? You know,
right.
I listen to the
show. Right under the fan.
You know, listen.
Under the fan, drinking a beer.
Yeah, hearing the show. That's right, laying the cut. Man, listen.
Yep.
Like, Brother B, I said this yesterday, and, you know, I will say this, yes. I mean, we've all used that word, but, you know, it was just a shame that, you know, that we allow it to slip out every now and then. And I'm guilty of it, too. I'm not going to play hypocrite and say that I never used the word I have.
Oh, yeah,
but,
me too. Yeah, I got you.
Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is. It's just that it's really disgusting the way that people are taking this far. Like, oh, Bill Maher, oh, he took it to the place. Let me tell you something. What's bad about it is that people have used this word constantly. And, you know, like you said, Brother B, yesterday on Facebook, Ice Cube should be the last one to talk. When the name of his group, excuse the phrase, was called Niggas with an Attitude, NWA. And, you know, with the
and
rap
they
culture,
labeled themselves. They labeled themselves, not to cut across, brother, but they labeled themselves Niggas with Attitude. So what do you, what does that say to everyone else that's listening to your music or seeing you? You just labeled yourself,
you know,
a nigga with attitude.
Right. And let me just say this. When you sit there and, you know, oh, it's our word. No, it's not our word, because that word was used as a word to demean and to degrade you.
Yep.
It was. Yep. It was because let's take a trip back in history. Here in America, whenever they would say the Negro, they would use that.
Yeah.
They would use the N word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when they would. When they would catch a, they'll catch a black person to be lynched.
Mm.
They would say, "Oh, we just lynched ourselves the N word."
Yep.
We just—that's one less N word that we have to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, Bill Maher, was he wrong? Yes, but at the same time, I'm not going to condemn him. He came out and apologized.
Was he wrong for using it on himself?
Yes, he was.
Because there is a such thing. It was a role as a house nigger.
Oh,
and
yes, there is.
He just called himself.
Right.
Yeah, he called himself
a house.
A house. Yeah, that's what he did. So my
right.
thing is, he's a comedian. He has a show. You know comedians say so, because if you're going to say that about him, then every other comedian before him that has used, whether white or black, especially black, that have used it, especially Richard Pryor, then Richard Pryor,
mm-hmm. Richard Pryor was known
exactly.
for
exactly, you should say that one time. Isn't
on.
Red
Richard
Fox?
Pryor used to, please, I remember with Richard Pryor, Red Fox, and even Red Fox. Red Fox, who came
yes.
up before Richard Pryor, was known for using the word.
Exactly.
And
you
no one,
that
no one said anything. And no one said anything.
Just
nobody.
Listen. They used to say it on the show. Like I said, they didn't use it as frequently as they do now. But guess what? That
no.
time when I was watching the Jeffersons and George Jefferson got up and called, he said, "Nigga, you crazy? Like, you got me."
Exactly.
This word has been used all the time.
Like Dick Gregory came out with. I remember when Dick Gregory came out with a book. I read this book in high school, and the title of it was called "Nigger."
Yeah,
so,
you know, I think I remember that.
Yeah, that book. That was a autobiography that he wrote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Dick Gregory wrote it.
Yeah, but
so,
go ahead.
So you see, the difference is that there's a yes and there's a no to using the word. When we, as a people, we still use this word to this day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my thing is, what do you expect white people or Caucasian people or other ethnicities? Because you know what? I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I be in the streets, and it's like, yo, I hear Spanish people using the word. I hear when
yep.
I've heard white people use
yep.
the word with each other. I've heard Indians. I've even heard Asians. So my thing
yeah,
is,
me too.
Where are we really going? And like I said, it's not an attack on Ice Cube. But
no,
my
it's
thing
not.
Is, it's don't be in the fourth quarter trying to come at somebody now. Don't do that now.
Right.
Because
you're,
you
what
came
you're
from the
standard.
N-word. Exactly. You came from, so it's like, once again, you label yourself this, so what do you expect anybody to say? So it's okay for a black man to run up on you, call you a nigga, but not a white person?
But see, I'm going to say this about that. I'm going to say something about with the name of their group. You got to, how can I put it? Remember, that was a time where, and I think they did it, like I said, they wasn't aware of how far, how bad it was going to get, I guess. But remember, that was a time with Rodney King going on and you know,
exactly.
they had certain things going on with their own peoples, you know, their own boys, you know, the cops running up on them, treating them a certain way and this, that, and the other. And, you know, we all knew it at that time. I'm not talking about the movie because, you know, these kids watch the movie and they, oh, yeah, I don't know, you don't know nothing because we was around when that stuff was happening. So, you know, I think that's why they, because they were angry. I think it was more of that because they were angry. And
right.
they were mad,
it
and they was tired
you're
of everything going on.
You know,
but how do you be
you know,
angry?
Big Red?
How do you be, wait, real quick, K-Dog, how do you be angry
right.
and label yourself a label yourself, call yourself a derogatory, you know, say a derogatory name.
Right.
How
because
do you,
then,
you know, if you're angry, okay, fine. You can use the with attitude, but they could have said black men with attitude, or they could have said something else with attitude, but you took the N-word.
They was from Compton. What
you expect?
They was from Compton. What you expect?
Okay.
Yeah, because you know what? Down in Compton, that's their attitude. And you know, with that era of rap, when N.W.A. came out, you got to remember, this was during the late 80s, early 90s. And meanwhile, up here, the difference is was that up here, up down in right here in the East, there was an era of rap. It was called conscious rap, where you had Public Enemy, KRS-One.
And how did they use that word? They didn't use that word just
They used it.
Exactly. They used the word in their music, and they applied it to make their point. They used it to make a point. There was no point being made calling yourself an N with an attitude, because all you did was just scare people. That's it. That's all you did.
They knew that later on. But I think it was more like a statement, like to say, listen, we're not scared of you. Y'all come busting in our house. Yeah, you got us laying on the ground and we're not even doing anything. So it's just like, you know what? I'm going to show you. That's right. You want to see an end with attitude? We're going to show you an end with attitude because we're tired of y'all doing things. Because if you really look at it, they weren't really even doing anything that warranted them to be, you know, treated that way. And like I said, just like I said at that time with Rodney King and probably many others that were being mistreated by LAPD at that time, they wanted to bring it out there that, look, not only, you know, look at what's happening over here to us. We're being beaten and hit and you know, we just standing out on the corner chilling and they come in and stop, you know, they had to stop and frisk thing going on before we had it going on.
But you know what my problem is, K-Dog and Big Red? This is my problem. And I'm going to say it, and I don't care who doesn't like it. You called yourself, once again, niggas with attitude. You're in the videos with guns and girls, and your manager is a Jewish man, making money all across the board. So what are you really showing people? Yeah, you're still a nigga. You're being controlled. Because nothing that they did said anything about rebellion. Nothing they did really said anything about, you know, really being tired of what's going on. They reported what was going on in their music and talked about all that, but at the same time, they were glorifying some of the bad things in the street.
Right.
It's just like, you know, when they came out with at the police, it was a statement being made against the police brutality.
Right,
but they
said
it in the language that the people on the streets would understand.
Understood.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I get that. I get that. But at the same time, you don't try to make a rebellion with aggression. You know, with showing a certain act, you know, type of aggression. Because how are you coming across? Once again, people are looking at this visual of you wearing all black, your music is angry, and you got guns in the video. Meanwhile, over on the East Coast, we were kicking the conscious stuff. It's not like a conscious.
Yeah, but guess what? They still had a problem with that. Even though we was doing the concert, they still had a problem. They were still trying to shut them down and all that too.
But you know why they had a problem with it? Because the conscious rappers weren't doing stuff that was degrading themselves.
They weren't cooning out. They weren't selling out.
Exactly. They weren't getting in the videos with guns and all this and that and talking all that. They weren't doing what. Some of these, because I mean, let's not get it twisted. Most of these executives and CEOs and people that run these companies are Caucasian or Jewish.
Right, of course. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's damned if you do and damned if you don't.
But how do you How are you, a kid from the street, allow someone? Now you're a kid from the street. You got these lyrics. You got the skill with the pen. How do you let someone who doesn't come where you come from dictate what you say and how you say it?
Because they was hungry.
Right. Listen, and you know what? I can understand being hungry, but you know what I'm saying? There's certain things you just don't compromise because you're hungry. And you compromise all your whole people. You compromise the race of people. Because people will look at those videos. People will look at certain things nowadays and be like, oh, this is how black people act. They won't take you for face value. They won't want to meet you or anything because they'll watch a 50-minute video or they'll watch something else and they'll be like, this is how black people act. And I want you to stay away from it. But I'm telling you right now, the same executives and CEOs and all those people, they don't let their kids listen to it. And if they do,
I bet
like,
you their kids was listening to it, though. You say that your kids,
sure
why do you think that's why they was acting, probably acting like that? Because they know their kids was listening to that stuff.
Excuse me. Listen, look. It's all about, at the end of the day, when it comes to the record industry, and I'm glad you guys are bringing this up, especially with the terms of the N-word. Listen, let's look at how the media is run. Who runs the media? Who runs the music industry? It is run by mostly, let's face it, white, big corporations. Big corporations are going to make money regardless. And remember, for the past 30 years now, big corporations run record labels. It's not the same industry that it was 40 years ago, it's not. Because you know what? Record labels don't own themselves. Now, this is why I'm saying this. You can take anybody who comes from the hood. Now, they'll take the least intelligent person nowadays and sign them to a record label and say, oh, I can make you the biggest rapper. And you know who snuck that in back in the day? Do you remember the video? Of Gas Face by Third Base.
Yep.
And you remember at the beginning when Gilbert Gottfried had those guys come in and told them, well, you know what? Oh, we'll make you big stars. We're going to make you fresh and dope. Oh, by the way, keep the hats. Wear those hats. And they had them sign that contract without them even reading it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Yep.
This is what's happening now.
I remember that.
And it's happening now. It's happening today.
Well, it's been happening. Because black people of color have never gotten their fair shake when it came to the music industry. Never.
No, they haven't.
Been short-sized.
Little Richard's still waiting for his money.
Exactly.
See?
Because you know what they used to do to Little Richard? They used to do this with a lot of the early days of rock and roll. The artists, they were doing cover records because certain radio stations wouldn't play that record. And I could even go back further. Let's take a look at the movie industry. Let's look at the days of Stephen Fetchit. Stephen Fetchit was a very smart man being away from the camera, but then he was being paid to be a shiftless, lazy, you know, at the time a shiftless, lazy Negro in front of the screen.
Yep.
Getting laughed at.
And it didn't help us. It didn't help us at all.
Nope.
He made his money. But once again, it's all in the label. If no one paid attention to the labels, then we wouldn't have a certain issue. But the whole thing is, even when you go to the supermarket, what do? You look at the label.
Yeah.
Right? Deal with the label. And all the ingredients and everything that you need to know is supposedly in the label. So once again, when you turn around and you label yourself something, what do you expect anyone else to think? That's why
they're gonna
get no respect because we keep disrespecting ourselves. And once we
stop disrespecting ourselves, brother B,
niggas and hoes and misses and everything else, then maybe someone else would take us serious.
Oh, brother B,
maybe.
But you know what? According to our militant friend, who shall remain nameless, that's not true because it is all because of white supremacy.
Listen. White supremacy is just them trying to maintain their situation.
Right.
They love being white.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you now? But yet nowadays it's a thing where if you too much into your blackness, then you're a black supremacist and you don't like anybody else. See, once again, there's a double standard, but it's not addressed. And once again, Ice Cube didn't go up there addressing the double standard. He just wanted to talk about Bill Maher and his black girlfriends, and this is our word. And this
Bill Maher got a black girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
He loves black
women.
He loves black women. But the whole and my thing is this: what was like when Ted Nugent was busy threatening the president? Where was your platform to say something then?
Nobody
but
said nothing.
You want to jump on, exactly, but you want to jump on
nothing.
Bill Maher.
When
you want to jump on Bill Maher.
When the Sarah Palin used that phrase "shucking and jiving," I'm like, "Whoa, wait a minute! Who do you think you're talking about?"
Exactly.
Shucking
and jiving. Listen, it's nothing. It's not to disrespect Bill Maher, but he went for the weaker link.
Right.
There are other big fish out there that you can say something about, but you're not going to do it because you don't want to jeopardize your movie career, your business, and all this and that. So you went for the weaker link. You went for Bill Maher because you know Bill Maher can't threaten anything or hurt anything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would have said something about somebody else, then maybe you wouldn't have got as many movie roles, or you wouldn't have got this, or you wouldn't be able to do that. So listen, I understand, but if that's the case, do not try to make some type of political statement or comment for me when I know
right.
you ain't thorough yourself. Once again, I like Ice Cube. I respect Ice Cube, but this right here, I'm not
disrespecting the brother.
Yeah, I'm not.
Right.
You know,
well,
some people will take it as disrespect because it's like, oh, well, he stood up for us. Really?
Really stood
Bill,
up?
Once again, we're talking about
I,
Bill Maher. We're talking about Bill.
Right.
Once again, he's a comedian. He does a talk show. Who are you standing up to? Listen, go to Eddie Murphy. Because you know how many times he dropped the N-bomb in the word and delirious and been raw.
Yeah.
So go
right.
if you want to go stand up to somebody and you want to talk about the N-word, don't use it anymore. Don't say so. I mean, come on now.
Take it out your vocabulary. And you know
what?
Yeah,
well,
around,
that's not happening. That's not happening.
Exactly. Oh, it's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. It's 2017.
You know
that is not going to happen.
Let me tell you something.
What we have, and
you know, I've said it before, and I say it again. We are once again becoming slaves. And you know what we're slaves
we
of?
We ain't never stopped.
Social
we
media?
Stopped,
we ain't never stopped. We're slaves to almighty dollar, number one. That's what we're slaves to. And second, we are slaves to social media. Number three, we are slaves to reality television. We want to live their lives. And now, you know, being slaves to money, Bill Maher drops the N-word. Oh, my goodness, he dropped the N-word. But then what happened when we drop it on ourselves?
Exactly. There's no disrespect to Jay-Z. No disrespect.
No, I'm not disrespecting nobody.
Yeah. No. But I'm just saying, Jay-Z uses it. He used the N-word. He used the B-word. He still sell millions of records.
Yeah, right.
And we constantly go for it. Once again, if we allow ourselves to be degraded by us, what do you expect anybody else to do? You can't get
mad. Exactly. They're
going to
come out and
disrespect
us. But once
again, Bill Maher didn't even say it. He didn't even say it to a black person. He was referencing himself. He took a label from history. Because we know what a house nigga is.
Oh,
that's
big
the nigga, that's the black person that was in the house who did what the master wanted him to do and all
and loved
that.
The master
so
more than he loved himself.
Exactly.
And
so
you know
once
what
again,
you know what?
He said that
and
about
I will
himself.
Say this. And I'm sorry for interrupting, but let me tell you this, Brother B. In 2017, we still have house Negroes to this very day.
Oh, well,
hell yeah, we got infield ones. House
and those
infield
ones. Listen, those are the ones that always,
but the house
always
Negro,
stay on
but
top.
The house Negro is dangerous. The house Negro
of
is
course.
Very dangerous.
Of course. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, but that's the thing, K-Dog, a lot of people don't get, especially our people, to get the psychology behind it. Because, once again, a lot of us don't read. And if they do read,
they're reading to understand it the way they choose that the way they choose you. Is they a lot of people are thinking subjectively and not objectively. And that but
right.
that goes into something else.
Right.
But you can't try to make a good out of something bad. Like I said, it is not our word to claim. It should never have been a word to claim. We should have never have you. And like I said, loved Richard Pryor, he gratuitously used it. Red Fox, Dolomite, Eddie Murphy. Oh my gosh, the list goes on of black comedians. They've used this word like you talking about household soap.
Right.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's
so
what I said. I don't know how that. Right, and that's the thing. Like, once again, we in 2017. It's not going anywhere. We're not trying to make it go anywhere. I'm not talking about us, but I'm just saying. You know, it's not. It's once again, it's being used as a term of endearment, like, you know, like just a regular word.
And now,
and like,
I would like to say, well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Red. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's just used like a regular word. And like I said, you know, this next generation, you know, each generation is going to keep using it.
And the sad thing is that if we continue down that road, and I say this, I'm not a parent, but I observe it. Listen, if we allow social media, we allow reality TV to raise our children, we need to stop picking up these books and reading them. We need to teach our children better values. But you know what? Like you said, Big Red, it's still going to happen. Because look at the parenting of this generation compared to the parents of our generation.
Right.
Of course. And when it comes down, when it comes down to Trump, listen. Me personally, I don't believe that he's a racist. I believe that he has game and he knows how to get people riled up.
Mm-hmm.
And he did what he needed to do to get in the position that he was. He knew who to play and how to play them. Not once did I really, unless it was something against Mexicans, because he blatantly said whatever he needed to say about Mexicans. And
right.
I was just like, wow. But what did he ever say about black people? See, the media took that. The media took it and twisted it just to piss us off. Because this is what the media does. But everybody still falls prey to it. Trump ain't saying nothing. He was blatant when he was talking about Mexicans, but he was not saying anything about us. So I don't know where black people started getting offended about what he said or whatever he did, because, listen, he's a white man. He's a white man doing what white people do. He's not into our culture. Remember, years ago, he used to go to puppy parties. I think he used to have a thing for Little Kim and all this other stuff. Listen, he's all about politics, even though he's a businessman. He plays, it's the politics of his business where he has to do what he has to do. But he ain't never say anything blatant about black folks. White people and other people interpreted certain things that were said, especially the media,
right,
and tried to flip it so they can use that as a vehicle to just go off, well, I'm just going to go smack me a Negro today, and I'm going to do this. Yeah, make America great again. Listen, when was America great? America was great when you were busy whipping on black folks.
Yeah, that's when it was great to them.
That's when it was great for them. But now that the situation has turned, they're not happy because some of their lazy asses can't use us to do what they want to do. Because I don't care what anyone says. You went to a country, stole people to come over here and build it for you. So don't sit there and call me lazy because I don't want to work for you no more. Because I want to go out and make something for myself. Now I'm lazy. Because I ain't doing it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen. Don't get in the middle of it and bite your tongue now. If you're going to say it, say it. If you're going to do it, do it. But Brother B ain't
right.
I'm coming down Front Street. It is what it is. Like I said, I don't give a damn about no white supremacy. Listen, that's on them. I'm doing what I got to do for me, and if I got to make a statement for my people, then so be it. But nine times out of ten, you think my people going to back me?
No, they're not.
Listen, that's why my immediate circle is what I'm concerned about. Call me what you want to call me, but all that fight power and Black Lives Matter and all this and that, listen, when shit really hits the fan, where everybody at?
I'm telling
you.
So
you can get on the show. You can get on the show and talk jump to Bill Maher and expose. Oh, you got black girlfriends and this is not okay. You can't accept apology from me because Bill Maher ain't gotta apologize to me because he ain't say nothing wrong to me. So I don't see why he up there accepting something that ain't even meant for him, Mr. Nigga with Attitude. Come on, dog.
Let me just say this.
You want real talk? Real talk is real talk. Don't try to call a spade, and you ain't even at the table playing the game.
Brother B, I said this yesterday, and I say it again, and I continually say it. Where are we when police officers are murdering our brothers and sisters? But, however, we get mad for one day, and the next day it is business as usual.
You said it numerous times, brother, and once again, that should be on the damn T-shirt because you're absolutely right. You just said, oh, it's a shame, and the next thing you know, I'm going out Friday. What should I wear? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, are you
serious? We don't care about our own situation.
We don't care about our own.
Why are we looking for somebody else to care?
And you know what? When we try to talk about that, oh, you're cooning, you're an Uncle Tom, you're a sellout. No. Listen. When a child does something wrong, you punish that child because you love them, because you care. You just don't want that child to do it again. And it's the same thing. When you want your people to do better and you see that something's wrong, when we do something wrong, some of us don't want to admit to the wrong.
Right.
You want to put the blame on someone else. Not everything that you're doing is somebody else's fault. It's just you. You're the one messing things up. Like you live in a neighborhood. We talk about this gentrification. How many of us own buildings? How many of us want to see our neighborhood cleaned up?
Exactly.
But yet, when someone messes something, when someone's doing something, we're the first ones to pull out our phones and put some stupid videos on WorldStar and laugh about it. There's nothing funny about that. There's nothing funny about someone.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, them saying, I read an article or I seen something, I think it was on Facebook, about them trying to change the name of Harlem. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like why? Why are you, what are you changing that for? And the residents of Harlem are upset about it, but they're going to end up doing it anyway because it's like, I don't care how upset you guys are, but they're going to do what they're going to do.
What are you doing?
Because they know nobody is going to fight.
What
are you doing about it?
Listen, how many years ago, late 80s, early 90s, brownstones in Harlem, they was trying to sell them damn things for a dollar. He's trying to sell them damn brownstones of Harlem for a dollar. I remember Strivers Row from like 132nd to 135th or 36th. Just nobody was doing anything. So what happened? The affluent came in and said, "Yeah,
yep.
I'll take five of those for a dollar because I know things are
going to
change."
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. If we're not investing in ourselves, once again, how do you expect someone to get mad? Like, all right, I gotta switch it a little bit. Even though it's along the same lines, I also posted something on Facebook about apparently Serena Williams is getting married and she has a baby.
Yeah.
And it's a white dude. Now my thing is this. I don't care.
pedigree.
She happy. God bless her.
Yeah.
God bless her child.
And that's right.
Her husband. God bless all of them. Now, Dr. Umar Johnson, which sometimes I do have an issue with things that he may say, he made a statement. Yeah, well, there's things that he has said in a video when it came down to basically her marrying a white man and having a child with a white man, where he's talking about, he's kind of trying to relate it to white supremacy. And, you know, control. Now, I don't know. From what I hear, this dude has money. And we all know that Serena Williams, who's an athlete, she has money too. Now, I can understand trying to keep the wealth going. No doubt. But I'm not going to lie. And I'm going to come straight up in Front Street and say it, because it don't have to be exactly what I'm saying. But if I was a white dude, yeah, I'd get with a strong black woman like that, too. And, yes, I would agree with her, because I'm sure they will have a fantastic genetic child. Genetically? I'm sure. But see, there are people that have that way of thinking. It's not to say anything against her husband. It's not to say anything against him, but he may be looking for financial security, too. Money on top of money going to make more money.
Exactly.
Because it's not just women. It's not just women that look for financial security when it comes down to family and marriage and home and stuff. It's men that look for it, too.
Right. Yes, they do.
And I don't think he's doing anything wrong. Like I said, God bless all of them. But, like I said, if I look at the Halle, if I still throw in the Halle Berry situation, she ain't even, like, I think her last kid that she had, she don't even got custody of the kid. And the dude that she was with, which is some type of dude, but he ain't black, was turning around and getting her for money and child support. But then I look at the situation with Mary J. Blige and how she got this dude leeching off her every month.
That's crazy.
Listen, Brother B.
Hold on. Wait, 3054, you're on the air with the menu, so you know who this is.
What's up, my nick? Can I say it? Can I say it? I don't know anymore.
Can I say it?
I don't want to offend anybody.
Oh, God.
In today's society, you could say hello, and someone could take it the wrong way and be offended, you know.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
You say excuse me, and people get offended.
You know, I'm like, so.
Yeah.
You know, first off, I'd like to apologize if I offend anyone tonight, because, you know, I speak the truth. So, all right, let me stop BSing. Let me piss some people off right now.
Hey.
I like to make a order for a side piece, please. I need one leg, one thigh, one breast. That's all the side pieces I need right now, you know? No, but to continue to Brother B's story, it's funny that I went to a Yankee game today, and you see the pictures with two white ladies and my black son.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that, because you know we got the look today from people, like, okay, who's the mother? And why is this kid so black? His mother is white.
Okay.
So I get that all the time. Kato, he's a witness to it. And not just from black people, it's like from all type of people. Like, you know, God forbid, a black man or a white woman have a child together, but why is the child so black, you know? Even interracial couples give us a look. Like, how's your son so black?
And
a woman so white, like, they won't say anything to us. We know we don't know the true story, but we find it funny. But like I told Anisha B, I find it sad at the same time. You know, like we come to an age today that we have to look at people's skin and color tone and try to. We want to ask the question, but is it really anyone's business?
Right, exactly.
Like, it's really one of a white man. If you want to marry a white man, so be it. I don't care. It doesn't affect my paycheck.
But Hot Rod, real quick, the reason why I think this became an issue is because a couple of months ago,
she was interviewed and she was asked a question. See, she got
saved. Yeah, what was it that they asked her?
They asked her, like, the difference between dating white men and black men. Because they currently see that she has a white, you know, boyfriend, a white fiance.
Right.
Yes. Now, she got baited into that because she turned around, and it was insulting to me. As a black man, it was insulting to me. Now, I don't know about some other dudes that don't wear their pants on their ass, but it was insulting to me as a black man for you to sit there and talk about and say that white men treat black men, black women better than black men.
Wow.
Who the hell are you? Just because you ran around, just because you was with some dudes that treated you like shit, you don't speak for all black men, and you don't speak
right,
for all black women.
Wow.
So she lost points with me by saying that.
Well, Brother B, the problem with it was statements like that, to every rumor, to every stereotype, there's some truth, and people go by that truth alone. That little
exactly.
lie. Exactly. And people
but
blow it
truth.
Up.
That's her truth. That's her
you
truth.
Know, like with Bill Maher. So what, he used the N-word. We don't know what goes behind closed doors. Everybody probably uses the N-word behind closed doors. But he said it on air, we have to... It's blowing out of proportion right now?
Oh, everyone's blowing it out of proportion.
And
they are,
then you
some
got
people
Ice Cube.
Asking for his head.
Yes, but you got Ice Cube, who organized the NWA. The word itself is in a group to accept his apology.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like having El Chapo take an apology for Donald Trump. You know, like there's something that don't make sense, but I think to me, like Buddy will always say in the past, this is a distraction from the bigger problem.
Listen, that's always what it's gonna be. It's always gonna be something that they are going to put out to keep distraction from the real thing. Like I said, look at all what that was going on with them. What's his name? Conley, right? Right. So nobody's really paying attention to that, but they don't pay attention to other things with this with Bill Maher and that other stuff. So that's like, all right, no, we're not gonna care because you know we're not gonna keep the focus on them asking Trump questions and whatever, because they don't want to keep the focus on that. They want to deter you into something else so you don't pay attention to what's going on. Next thing you know, some other BS is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Or we're going to be going to war or something like that, and we won't even know how we got there.
Exactly.
Here's my question to you, Big Red or Brother B. Is there a difference between the terms of Negro and the N-word that ends with the A and the other N-word that ends with the E-R? Is there a difference between all three?
N-I-G-G-A is slang.
N-I-G-G-A is slang. The original word is N-I-G-G-E-R. And Negro is more of a dignified. Like me personally, I'd rather be labeled
a dignified
Negro
way of
black.
Saying the N word.
Yeah,
because you know what? The history, if you look at the history of the when they would call people the Negro, when they would use the term Negro, because according to science, you know, they would say how would they say people with thick lips and darker skin and woolly hair.
That was
Negroid. Exactly, and you know what they would use it? A Negro. But then after, by the 1960s, when the Black Power movement came about, black people rejected that word because they said that word applied to them in a white society. So since the 1960s, the term Negro has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
People don't use that word to describe
them. That's why I brought that question up, because if a white person come up to me, so since I can't say another N-word, let me call you a Negro. Is it to me? Isn't it like the same thing as calling the other N-word as well? Is someone call you a Negro?
To me, it's like calling you a black man. It's like the Negroes. Just Negroes, or they can say the black people.
Yeah,
it's still the same thing. But the N-word
The N-I-G-G-E-R, disrespect. N-I-G-G-A, disrespect. That's to
but
me. That's
like the difference. But like you say, Butter B all the time. People using the music and everything. But like, I never forget, I went to an Eminem Jay-Z concert at Yankee Stadium years ago with my white friend, Melissa. And you know the song, Jigga My N-Word.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's singing along with the crowd. I'm looking at the white people. They're going to say the word too. Jigga My.
Exactly.
They know better. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. Like I said, the double standard. We get upset when other people use it, and rightfully so. I could understand that. But why do we use it on ourselves?
Well, I think what I think the person with the interview, he said that we own the word now. Like, why do I want to own a word that I don't like?
But
exactly.
See, the thing he didn't say it like I explained to Brother B. I'm really, in my heart, really don't think he meant it as, oh, this is our word now. I don't
right.
think he meant it like that. It may, like I said, I think it was just a poor church choice of how, of the way he worded it, but I don't think he meant it as an, oh, this is our word and you can't take it from us. Listen, we never really, it never really was our word.
It wasn't our word in the beginning. It was never our word.
But,
it was a word to degrade
it. It was our label. It was our label.
Right, they
not our
it.
Word. It was our label.
Right, but
it was
they gave
as
us
I
label.
Said, right, but as I said, as he said, and I kind of see where he was coming from. When they use it, it's to like a bee sting or wasp sting, rather. Let me put a wasp sting in there. It's like that type. It's a stinging that they put to it. When we say we can either use it as a sting or we use it as a, like I said, unfortunately, a term of endearment. So that's what I'm saying. I think that's where I kind of see where he was going with it. But, you know, just as you said, it's just like, no, that's not our word. That's not a word that we shouldn't, like, that's not our word. And we shouldn't use it on each other or one another. Like I said, I say it. I'm sure all of us have said it. Said it throughout her all our years of in life. I heard it all my life with other, with dudes or whatever. Okay, and unfortunately, I have two young adult sons, and they say it to their friends and their friends. You know, so it's just like,
you're right. We all use the word. All four of us, we have intelligent conversations. This young generation use it. Like, every two words is the N-word. Like,
right,
you
guys exactly.
That's the whole community.
Exactly.
Yo, come on, man.
Exactly.
Yo, come up. Yo, my man.
That's
the only word.
Yeah, it's like that's the
right,
only
it's,
word.
It's,
that
right,
they
exactly.
And
now,
my,
you know, like I said, it's...
You know,
it's,
and we continue... It's just a way for us to... We, as a people, the bottom line is this. We have to find where's our self-respect.
True, but you know what?
Exactly.
Like Butterby said,
because if you look
at what
you mean,
huh? I'm sorry. No, like with Butterby, like y'all guys know where I'm at. Not the good parts of Brooklyn. I don't want to support another black person, knowing that black person will probably stab me in the back. You know, there's people that panhandle at every corner. I'm like, listen, I work hard. Why can't I you? But if I don't support you, I'm a bad guy. If I'm looking out for myself, in the end,
exactly.
The only thing I care about is my family. Brother, I put food in my mouth. Big Red's not feeding my kids. It's my job. But why does other black people, you know, cannot do for themselves? They always like to sit back and do nothing.
Exactly. Hot Rod, I said that earlier.
Some people
we don't
still
got
do things
for ourselves.
We got the handout. We got
the slave mentality. And
they
you're wrong.
But they just... But they, okay, they want a hand up, but they get upset when the white man uses the N-word on them.
Exactly. Don't be upset because you know what? You do things to yourself.
You should
get
upset
at yourself to
anybody
at the end of the day.
You should be upset when anyone says it to you, if that's the case. But the whole
it's like me calling Big Red the B-word. I don't know Big Red like that. If I call her the B-word, she has every right to be upset with me. If she don't know me like that, we don't have that funny conversation. Or that people get so
But you know what?
Time.
I've known Big Red all my life. I've known Big Red all my life. But I don't say, yo, come on, B. Yo, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do that. Because that, to me, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
But you hear it all the time from other people.
That's just like, I don't, like, my friends, like I said, you know, me being a female, you know, these young girls, they call that they each other the B word. And it's just like, and they proud of that. And it's just like friends. And when I look at the women that I, you know, grew up around, I'm talking about the, you know, all the young, the women we all the same age now. We've never talked to each other like that. Never spoken and said, you know, talk to each other like that or call each other itches unless we got mad at one of
about to say
word. But I'm just saying we never used that word. But these young ladies use the word, like, once again, a term of endearment.
Right. And you know
that's my B.
Oh, that's
right.
Again,
exactly.
It comes from the world of entertainment, and you know it comes from people who take pride and pride in degrading themselves, and that's the hard part about it.
So let me ask. So let me say this, not to cut across, Big Dog. I mean, K Dog, Big Red, Hot Robin. I'm gonna just throw it out there. So with that being said, we're talking about Bill Maher. Now, once again, the house nigga has it used to be a job. It's a title. So there's history behind that. Just like there's history behind the word nigga. But when you really look at it and you look at this generation, who are the real house niggas?
Oh, there's plenty.
Like,
let me tell you.
Look at our generation and look who's really who are the real houses. The people, that have taught them to disrespect themselves to me.
Exactly.
You're the problem.
And they're slaves to them. And you know what?
Yep.
They love the master more than they love themselves.
So once again, who's really laughing?
Right.
Who's really capitalizing?
Yeah.
They don't see it.
Because while he's sitting there, checking Bill Maher, you can check Bill Maher all you want, you homeboy. Bill Maher still got more capital than you. He still got more money. He's still in a higher position than you.
Yeah.
And he was using the word toward himself because maybe he is a house nigga in the grand scheme of things. With him, in his situation, maybe he is.
But you know
what are you?
But like I told people, he apologized right away. Right after he said the word, he apologized right away. We all slip. You know what? Sometimes I call a gay guy the F word, but it slips. Because I'm from the old generation where we use the F word a lot, faggot. Well, when you call gay people faggot. Now, it's an insult.
Oh, years ago, Now you can't say that.
It's
a
hate crime. It's a hate crime.
Yeah.
But
it's a hate crime to say that.
But if I slip up like that, it doesn't mean I hate gay people. It's one of those terms they use once in a blue moon, and it slip up. It happens.
Right.
We all slip up.
Because people are ultra sensitive. Like I said, we live in an ultra
sensitive
society now.
Yeah.
Everything
exactly.
has to be. Oh, well, what did you. Oh, no. When did that politically correct thing come out, incorrect or whatever it was? When did that come out? Like in the late 80s or early 90s or something like that?
Yeah, mid to late 90s.
Yeah, when they, you know, so since then, you can't say anything because, oh, somebody will get offended. But now, it's extra now because now, thanks to, once again, our good old friend social media. Everybody's so opinionated, and everybody, you said this about, oh, my God, let me go tell Facebook what you said and get you blocked off of it. You know what I'm saying? You get blocked off of Facebook, blocked off the Instagram, this, that, and it's like, are you kidding me? What the hell is going on around here?
Well, you know what? I've been blocked off from people on social media, and I'm happy about it. Were we that sensitive? That's not my problem. My mother didn't raise me that way. I'm hoping
exactly.
I feel like it is. And for the record, Brother B is my side piece, and Kato is my bitch. That's all I need to say, okay?
Oh,
on that note, we have less than 60 seconds to go.
Big Red, thank you. Listen,
you're welcome.
Yo, Hot Rod, plug it in. Hurry up. Plug it in for tomorrow night.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about BMR again.
All right.
But can black people be racist? That's a major topic. Can black people be racist?
All right.
Blocked Off Radio, Absolute Truth. It's another episode of The Menu in the Can. Thank you, K-Dog, Hot Rod, and
hey, man,
Big
no
Red.
Problem.
Brother,
later, guys.
Peace out.
All right. Have a good night. Enjoy your week.
Peace out.
Later. You too.